Hi, everyone. As Anton said, my name's Barbara, and I've been helping out with the emergency medicine cases for the last number of years, so you might have seen me bouncing around today, wheeling stretchers and setting up food and things. I was helping out with EM cases since I was a resident at McMaster, through my emergency residency at Queen's, through my fellowship in emergency ultrasound at Western University, my first year of practice when I became staff at London, and through this past year when I haven't been working. Last June, when I was getting ready to come as part of your Toronto group, I was going to be working at University Health Network. Instead of walking through the doors of Toronto Western Hospital as a physician, I walked through as a patient. Last June, I had a bump growing on my head, and what I thought was a cyst was a 5-centimeter tumor in my skull that was pushing on my brain. I had a sarcoma that nobody could identify, and nobody really knows what it is. I'm metastatic, and I'm now palliative. Over the last year, I've gone through a lot, and this just puts the context to my answer of Anton's question. Today, I'm not going to talk to you about the chemotherapy that coursed through my veins last summer and left me in bed. And I'm not going to talk to you about the radiation that penetrated my skull for 6 weeks on a daily basis. I'm not going to talk to you about the skull that was removed in October and the rotational flap that left me in the ICU for a week. I'm not going to talk to you about when that became necrotic and opened and failed. I'm not going to talk to you about the flap that came from my arm and had to cover that area. I'm not going to talk to you about the infection that was on my titanium plate and made the wound not healing. I'm not going to talk to you about how it opened 6 times before they decided that the titanium plate was infected and removed it so that now I walk around without a skull. I'm not going to talk to you about when I became metastatic in February. I'm not going to talk to you about the lesions in my pelvis or my hip that made me walk with a limp and use crutches before they radiated, or the one in my sternum that was missed on 2 scans and made it painful to get hugs. I'm not going to talk about losing my fertility to radiation. And I'm not going to talk about the infection and abscess that was under my scalp that was only noticed 2 weeks ago and caused wound dehiscence. I'm not going to talk about last week when I found out that I had multiple lesions bilaterally, top to bottom, in both my lungs. What I do want to leave with you today is the power of connection and the power of education and the power of presence. The patient-physician relationship is far more than you realize. It has an impact that lingers. I've spent more nights in the emergency department as a patient than I ever want to again. And those moments, those little moments, matter so much more than you realize. For the patient that's going through a lot, even when they don't look like they're going through a lot and they look healthy like me, it's a journey, not one that anybody really wants to be on. Those little moments that you have can change somebody's life. The moments where my physicians have had heart and I can feel their heart in my care makes all the difference. And the moments when their heart's not there also makes a difference. A good friend of mine reminded me of one of my favorite quotes today by Maya Angelou. It says, "People don't remember what you say, and people don't remember what you do, but they do remember how you make them feel." So today, thank you for making me feel heard.